All right, let's talk a little bit now about Main Street Magazine. We'll bring in Thorin Christendotter, and Thorin joins us on a Tuesday morning here on Robin Hood Radio. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What I first of all, I think you were probably one of the movers and shakers behind this food festival. Because your magazine, of course, I think came up with the idea. And I just want to say, wow, wow, wow.
Thank you. Well, it was nice seeing you in person there.
It was Dick Hermans from Oblong came over at the end of us and was talking to us and thanked us. And this is no lie, Thorin. We set up shop at about 10:30, quarter to 11, and stayed till 2 o'clock. I didn't know what to expect. Well, first of all, the place was just packed with people, and people not just from Millerton and Sharon and the people from all over. I didn't get a chance to see how everything went from basically the top of Main Street, which would be where the movie theater is, out to Northeast Ford. But I can tell you that our table, in that tiny little three-hour period, people donated to Robin Hood Radio to the tune of $600. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot, but that's almost $200 an hour in donations. And that's never happened before. That's just been so that was such a terrific thing for us.
Those are lawyer fees.
It was outstanding. And Ralph had us all set up and ready to go out in front of there. And people were just the place was packed. Now, as someone who set this up, and you were walking all over the place. And by the way, we handed out over 200 Frisbees as well during the course of the day. But anyway, so let's take your take on it, Thorin. To me, it looked like a big success.
Well, so far, Griffin and I are basically the ones who did, you know, with Lan. He did so much up at Northeast Ford, but, you know, Griffin and I were the ringleaders of it, if you will. And then from there, talked to everyone, got people to, you know, do their bit, like John at the farmer's market, you know, did a fantastic job there, and just everyone who came. So we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know how many folks to expect, you know, in the village. And so Griffin and I were there early in the morning helping our vendors set up and running back and forth. And I had my four-year-old in tow the whole time, and she was a good trooper about it. But, you know, everything went pretty good. And Joe at Country Gardeners Floors was phenomenal with all the vendors down there, you know, blocking off part of her driveway and just giving, you know, space to walk around there. And all the vendors are super excited. I spoke with Mr. Diaz yesterday from the Lemongrass Grill, who was set up by the Millerton Inn. And he was just blown away. And he said this competed with the Dutchess County Fair, where he was set up this year. And so I was thrilled to hear that. He said, I killed it. So, you know, I was excited to hear how excited he was and about the success that he had there. So he said, please, I want to come back next year. So we're very happy to hear those types of things. And as with anything, there are always complaints, but we're pretty excited that there are hardly any. And just, you know, a couple of things that we were like, oh, we should, you know, adjust this, or, you know, here's something to fix for next year, or, you know, oh, we should have done this way. But, you know, we've kind of learned that learning curve pretty quickly. And so we're thrilled with how it turned out.
Well, the only thing, I heard nothing but compliments from people. The only thing I heard, and it sounded like a good idea, one person said, you know what, when in my hometown, when we have something like this, we put out big billboards along the main street and let us know that up ahead you can go so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so. Because there were some people from out of town that had no idea about the other extension out towards Connecticut, which was where the Northeast Ford was. But other than that, I've never seen a group of happier people. Maybe it's because it's, you know, we've been through a pandemic. People were outside. People were walking, using the rail trail. People were actually doing something that they hadn't done in a year and a half.
Exactly. And I think the weather was a huge part of it, which we couldn't have had better weather. And just, you know, seeing the happy faces, and Izzy from Battle Hill Forge who had these bubbles, huge bubbles that the kids were, you know, adoring. And that just kind of captured it all, just the joy and happiness there. And it's funny you say that, you know, because we did have signs out, you know, saying basically it goes from Four Brothers to Northeast Ford. But, you know, I always joke, you know, people never read signs, even though you have them right in front of their faces.
It's true.
We did plaster them all around.
But it was, you guys, I'll tell you, for the first time, it was unbelievable because there were a ton of people there and nobody was complaining about having to wait for anything. People were even, I only heard a few car honks on the street, just a few, not many. People were patient with the traffic and everything. And one couple even went by us and said, "What's going on here? It's never like this." So I said, "Well, welcome to the first annual food festival."
We actually heard also, I spoke with Eleanor yesterday, the owner of 52 Main, and she said that she saw so many new faces and people who said, "Oh, I've never been to Millerton before. It's beautiful here, and we're going to come back." And so I think that, you know, for the local businesses is what, you know, like Lynn and Eleanor and others are saying, you know, that it's a long-term effect of an event like this, that, yeah, sure, people come for the day, but they'll come back now.
Yeah. Well, like I said, for a first event, you did a great job, and I was so glad that that we were set up there because we got a lot of additional exposure, and it was nice to have. That's the first time we've had so many people come up to us and thank us for being around and actually donate money, which
is, of course,
a 501c3 we need. Well, anyways, great job on that. So now let's go on to an article that you've got, "To Europe and Back, Summer 2001.
Dominique is the writer of this one, and she had taken a little break this summer for us, but she, as she explains in the article, she had to go with her brother to France to visit her mother, and so she kind of, when she was telling me, "Oh, I don't know if I can write this month because I have to go to Europe finally to go see my mother," and she was telling me all about the, you know, hoops that she had to jump through. And I said, "Hey, why don't you, you know, share the experience? Because not too many people are traveling now, or, you know, for folks who are maybe thinking of it, you know, the logistics of what needs to happen in the paperwork." Because I know my own mother went to visit my grandparents in Iceland earlier this year, and there were so many things, paperwork and, you know, apps she had downloaded and all this. So Dominique shared a, you know, very personal piece here that I think was both informative as well as interesting and emotional for, you know, some of us who have family abroad, and we've been quite literally have basically been unable to visit them this time and take care of them. So it, you know, touched home for me, but it was just a nice piece to, you know, hear of her experience with that and the some of the hardships that have happened this past year as well.
Well, I think it's interesting that people are now getting used to get going out and about. I know somebody who just went to France for a bike riding journey. And the main thing that they found, and I think the main thing that discourages people from traveling, by the way, are some of the people on flights who create problems with flight attendants. But
right.
But this person didn't run into any of that. And I think as long as people control themselves... Hello there. As long as people control themselves, I think that people will once again get back into the thing of traveling and going places. And because I saw a lot of smiles on the street, like I said, on Saturday in Millerton. And yes, it was because of the weather and the event, but also people were out doing things again. And I just think that makes such a big difference.
Right. And I agree with that. I think that, you know, I think just about everyone who we saw, even through the mask, you could see they were happy to be there and curious. And I think, you know, we're sort of such social animals that, you know, being close to people, seeing people, and I think that's so important for our psyches.
We'll talk about one more article here this week, and that is "Join the Group," a meetup group to connect with people, shared interests and shared activities or goals.
Yeah, Regina, speaking of, you know, being with people, Regina shares a piece about this meetup. I think it's an app, but or that, you know, through online that you can find people with shared interest or in a regional area. And she shared it, like when she was living in Hawaii, she, through this meetup thing, met, you know, a yoga group, or, you know, there's a hiking group around here, she mentions. There's a biking group. So and it's quite funny, after the article came out, one of my other writers, Mary O'Neill, texted me. I was like, "I was just talking to my kids about this because we were going to do it because one of her kids just moved to North Carolina and one of her other kids is just off to college. So they were going to use this as a, you know, way to, for them to quote unquote hang out, and organize things." But So Regina shares how, you know, folks, you know, here and all across the globe, you know, have found groups of common interest and are able to connect.
Well, it's once again, I think the more people get together, the more they what they say here, you shared interests, shared goals. Those meetings are also once again good for the psyche. Well, once again, just absolutely. Congratulations on what you managed to do with that first food festival, because well, it's a big area to take on, and you guys everybody who was participating in it did well. Like I said, and I spoke to some to merchants afterwards, and they were also happy. So great job, and I'm glad you had a big deep sigh of relief when it was over.
Well, it kind of came yesterday after we talked to you know, some of our vendors and some of the businesses in town to get their feedback. That's when I was like, okay, you know, it went well. They did well. They were happy too, and because I knew, you know, seeing all the visitors on Saturday, that everyone was having a good time, and there were hardly any complaints. So that's always one checkbox. And now hearing from my the vendors we invited in, as well as some of the local businesses, you know, that made me feel, you know, a huge sigh of relief, and that everyone was pleased with it that way as well. And but I was really thrilled to hear, though, from a couple of folks that there were so many new people who came to town, because those who had never come to Millerton or the area before, and that they were thrilled, you know, with the exposure of this beautiful village, as some of them said, and that they want to come back now to explore further. So I'm always for that, and for people to experience something new and wonderful.
Well, once again, great job, and we look forward to penciling in our calendar for next year.
you will get the call about it. We'd love to have you back.
All right, thanks, Thorin.
All right, speak to you next week.
Take care. That is Thorin Christendatter, of course, Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio. You can find them, of course, at locations throughout the Tri-State region, free pickup, or you can also find them on the web, mainstreetmag.com.